When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're live!
Woo!
Oh, look at our, look at the little logie.
Oh, I can do all sorts of things, like... You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's what we need.
You said that last time. You said that last time. You didn't do any of them.
Which is why I'm just going to press them all right now.
Oh my God. It's a perfect way to welcome people into the room right now. We've got our one viewer in here. We'll let people trickle in slowly.
It's still a podcast.
Ben hasn't experienced this. He doesn't know this is like what happens now.
So last time we sat here with just total fear in our hearts as Zero was up there on the counter for an uncomfortably long amount of time before we realized that people hadn't come in. I love the idea, by the way, that we would have been doing this for one person and it would have just been all of us here shouting nonsense at one poor bastard who wandered in here during his lunch break.
Should we maybe try this one time like early evening when people are home from work? Does that matter? I have no idea.
I don't think it matters for us.
Yeah. Hey,
no.
Let's go midnight.
Yeah, midnight.
From what let's go midnight. Glass of wine and robes.
Yeah, it worked for Taylor.
Yeah.
Who?
I've been so sick of hearing about Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. I'm with you, Ben. I know. My God.
She broke all kinds of records, though.
She broke everything.
Yeah.
Someone said Ben looks absolutely blazed.
I'm just happy we have Ben. So Ben's on a break from med school. How about that?
He gets to hang out with
us. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, it was great. Happy to be here. Blazed as hell.
Jake, do you have Jax with you or no?
Jax is currently down for a nap right now.
Okay. All right, good. Just wondering.
Maybe he'll wake up shitting his pants again. Jake sends us a video all the time of Jax shitting. It's just... the sound effects are just phenomenal.
Is this normal for a family?
Oh, yeah.
It is? Okay.
Sending well, a video, I mean, you get shitting?
Sure. If it's good enough.
Oh, it's good.
Not him actually pooping. Like, what can happen? It's just a space.
Yeah. It's an important note here. So,
yeah.
Right.
Well, welcome to Sorry in Advance, by the way, the Golic Family Podcast. We got enough people in here now. For everyone else who walks into this one, Jadakiss09, what else am I going to do at work? Actual work. Yes. Yeah, so if you want to watch this like a sicko on YouTube at work, feel free. Tell your friends to subscribe to the Sorry in Advance YouTube page on here and give us some support. We said if we get to a certain amount of subscribers on YouTube, we'll do a Notre Dame game watch. We got plenty of that in the mix. But right now...
little over halfway there, by the way. Little over halfway there.
That voice you hear is super producer Mikey A. out here putting this all together and loving the soundboard. My parents, for everyone watching on here, we've got little titles and they're aptly named in here. So Mom and Dad from South Bend, Sydney and Dr. Ben in Scottsdale, and Jake from a bunker right now holding on to the last bits of his sanity. As we ask the important question off the top here, is it normal? Because Jake is, it's an appropriate note from Jake. He sends us videos of just his son's face, his son Jackson, who's a little over 4 months old now, as he power pushes on these poop. I've never seen someone, and I say that as someone who does this viciously as an adult, attack pooping the way that Jackson has attacked it. So is it normal for everyone in the chat to send pictures of a toddler's face while he poops?
Do you think if I put this right next to the microphone, we can pick up the sound?
Yes.
I'm going to do it. Here we go. Everybody listen.
I hate us.
Wow!
Let me tell you what, that's a power shit right there. That's a good boy is what that is. That is a good boy.
He knows. Wow. It looks like he's going to pop a blood vessel one day.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
But and then Jake, you get it all up his back, huh?
Well, that's the thing. Is like we're afraid it happens when he starts eating solid food and like the consistency turns and he's actually going to have to really push. But for now, I mean, he does that every time. And yeah, I mean, there he has little keys that he does like when he's about to start doing it. So I'm able to get lined up now. I become a pro at it, so I know when it's coming.
What are the keys? What are the signs that let you know that Jax is ready to go?
He'll start doing like kissy lips, and then he'll start like poking his tongue out from his kissy lips, and like it really spits. It's like he's getting wound up. And then about a minute later, he just pops.
He does like blow bubbles, like it's like a power lifter with a mouthpiece in who starts like bleeding out of the mouth and stuff like that. Jax is very much. It's appropriate too that someone mom sent this tweet from @CrockettForReal that says the reason we get constipated more as an adult is because people stop cheering for us when we poop. I could say definitively, Jackson has the most robust cheering section for his poops of any baby in the country.
Oh, he's without like, question. It is awesome.
He's like Eddie Hall deadlifting. For infant poops.
Just going to start passing out mid-shit soon?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my Mikey God. Mikey was waiting to use one of those sound effects.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it. He's just ready to push any button he can.
We could make a sound effect with Jackson's pooping sound
Yeah,
now.
We could. Yeah.
Yeah. Make it a segment.
Yes.
Oh my God, that is so good.
The spray shit of the week.
Oh God.
We got plenty of audio.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, we've got not since our former teammate Anthony McDonald used to record his farts on his voice memo have we had such a robust catalog of poop related sounds.
Mikey, do you think he still has those?
100%. Yes. No doubt about it. Like he makes sure that's in the iCloud backup. Like he makes sure that's getting on the phone.
He's got those backed up on an external hard drive.
It's definitely much cuter from a four-month-old rather than an adult.
Yeah.
He gets random ones while he's got listening to his iPhone on shuffle.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I remember that one. June of 08.
I do love the idea that Jax would continue this well into high school and that his friends would start to notice his tics in class and they're like, no, Jax, not here.
You can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing this. You know it's coming.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, that Mikey.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, I can say Jake's wife Jenny's not with us, who does the best impression of Jackson like grunting through poops of anybody. So
it's because we'll see. He looks just like her. So it's like mini me of everything she does. Hilarious.
Oh my God.
Especially when he's grumpy, he looks just like Jenny.
Oh God.
It's nuts. Yeah.
It's terrifying, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is a rock solid start to the podcast. Thank you for everyone who has joined in on the chat. Matthew Holder said totally normal for my family. My son would squat to poop and we took full videos.
Okay.
Squat to poop is good leverage, I think.
Oh, it is.
Dad, you had – so we all had a week this past week. We got plenty to get to here. Mom and Dad went to a special birthday party. Mikey A has full-on got the crumble bug, and this is the real one. We have talked about Sydney's love for Colleen Hoover and her writing, which I didn't realize for a long time is just glorified smut. Like,
it is. It's porn.
It's like 25 Shades of Grey.
I picked a very tame one. It's just about kissing. There's no touching.
So we're going to have my dad, Mike Golick Sr., read a passage from one of these Colleen Hoover books aloud, because apparently there's a certain market on the internet for dad doing mildly enticing things, and apparently a ton of people who want to spend money on Colleen Hoover. So we're going to put those together. This is our version of OnlyFans. Only dads coming up here later in the podcast.
I would like people to want to spend money to our family for me reading erotic passages.
Whatever it takes, right?
Honestly, again, I think there's an OnlyFans account that we can work for you off this.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Where it's just dad reading, like, essentially, like, pornographic books on OnlyFans.
Go back
with his classic in his armchair.
I was just going to say, he can't find his readers. He's got two other sets of glasses on his head.
Yeah, that's happening.
Oh, God.
We've got all that coming up in the podcast, but did want to get to what we mentioned. Very special weeks outside of just pooping for Jax. We all got to be together for the most part. Unfortunately, Ben wasn't able to join us because of his med school happenings, but we did have the christening, the baptism for Jackson. He's been saved by Christ Saving Light back in South Bend last week. So pretty exciting time. How's he recovered from that one, Jake?
He's good. He loves a bath, so that was just second nature to him, getting the water dunked on his head. He thought he was winding down for the night. but he's doing good. Like you said, he's been saved by the Lord, so he can finally enter Christ's kingdom. It's incredible.
I love how you guys say that.
Well, I mean, listen, we didn't realize you and Mom lied to us, Dad, about that not being a full mass when we went for his baptism.
I didn't think it was going to be.
I had to do a reading.
7 minutes long.
Mike had to. Father Nate, who did the, he's the
chaplain
for the team, and he did this. This was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, and he's like, "So who's going to do the reading?" And we were all like, "Reading,
Mikey."
Yeah. So
Mike
we're all
held
going,
out his hand like this.
Yeah, yeah.
For us
Mike
to
can read.
Recite it.
I had to do the responsorial psalm, and I just defaulted like. This was a pop quiz that I had not studied for in a while. I haven't been to church a ton in the recent number of years. And so it was all going. There was one point where we had to do the back and forth, and Father Nate very clearly heard us all not know the answer. And I don't know if you guys noticed this. From then on in the mass, every time it was a repeatable thing, he would talk really loud through it. Yeah. Because he didn't want to hear us fuck it up anymore and have to live with the disappointment of who we were.
Well, I mean, again,
Dad still struggles with the changes.
I haven't been to mass in a long, long time. So occasionally, when I go, I still want to sit down with the priest and say, "Why did you just change a couple of words? I mean, what are you doing to us? We've done this for decades, and now you just change a couple of words, which I still haven't retained. So I sound like an idiot when I'm doing any kind of response."
It's honestly the one that I feel like trips up the most people, because it's supposed to be this intimate moment, is the peace be with you, where now
yes.
it's and with your spirit,
your spirit.
And it used
yeah.
to just
yes.
be
yeah.
also with you. And yeah. once you mess that up there, now it's like when you mess up dap when you're going to like say hi to somebody and you guys come in on two different planes and there's an
yeah.
awkward,
yeah.
it's the messed up dap of Catholicism.
But Dad
always gives me a sigh too. First change comes along and he gets it wrong, he's like,
I do.
Like, why did they have to do this?
Yeah, why did they do it?
Yeah.
But the best was Mike standing up there for the responsorial psalm, you know, doing the old hand raise. When
they
we
still
were
do
supposed,
it, though.
There's like six of us in there. Mike's doing the hand raise. We're supposed to answer.
I forgot
I mean,
the
you guys
response
already
every
so-
single time, too.
Yeah. They oh, yeah. I spent more. I'm with you, Sid. I spent more time trying to remember what the response was that I didn't even hear what Mike was saying. So I got zero out of it.
Yeah.
It was a long response.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Popcorn reading the Bible is the hardest reading challenge in public speaking history, by the way. There's some words in there.
Yeah, yeah, there is. There is. Yeah, that's why we let
we
you
all
do
pointed
it.
To you. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I say that as Ben's on break from med school right now. Ben, does the notion of the Bible having harder words than med school and the 2,000 flashcards a day that you're going through right now piss you off?
Just wait until I get to my question of the day. I picked a,
oh God. Okay.
A very verbose syllabic question. Oh God. So yeah.
There better not be an all of the above. I fucking hated all of the above. That was all.
I always went with all the above.
I'll
it's there
for
a reason.
There for you right now.
Yeah.
It was there for a reason.
Like Ben, on your test, they don't have all of the above, do they?
No, I didn't see one of those in the
good.
The 4 hour test you have to take.
I would hope for medical school that's not one of the options. Like I want no offense, Ben, I want this to have to be kind of hard considering what you're asked to do on the back end. It's not like my job where I can be a dumbass. You actually have to be smart.
So all right, so let's talk about that then. Med school a little bit. You had a big test this past week. I want to talk about the second day of it where it was. Well, you explain it. Was it just a cadaver in the room with flags stuck in it? What was the how did that second part of the test go?
Yeah, so it's called the practical. And there's a radiology practical and then there's the anatomy practical. And the anatomy practical is exactly that. So we have can't remember the exact number. It's probably 16 cadavers in a room. And the teaching staff has, I mean, they're fully dissected at this point since we're finished with anatomy, the gross anatomy course. And then they just, I don't know how they come up with it, but they will tag a structure, wrap it in a little piece of red yarn and have a little pin poking through it. And it has the question number. And then you get a piece of paper and you have to fill out what it is or something about it or, yeah, something like that.
Is there any way where you can just like say arm?
What do you think?
Yeah. What do you think?
You're going to get credit for that.
They're going to be like, yeah, we'll give them partial credit for that.
Stomach.
Human. Over here, we have the penis.
There was a tag on the penis.
What was it?
For what? What was the question?
Did you just put dick?
No. It was one of the. You see, I just brush over this bullshit at this point. She trolls me like this all the time. So
I'm a nightmare trying to.
Yeah, I just put dick.
Ben, wait, someone in the chat, Matthew Holder, just bent this comp. Is this as close to real life operation as you're going to get, like the game?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true.
It's true.
I guess I could. There was. Really like operation is when we had to cut through the ribs to get out the lungs, and our guy had some adhesions of the outside lining of his lungs into the pleural cavity, so like where the ribs intersect with the lungs.
I know exactly where that is.
We had to with like pliers cut through the ribs, and they get kind of sharp after that, so you don't want to touch the sides, but you also have to get in there deep and scoop out the flesh so you can, you know, do a good dissection. So that was kind of like operation because if you nicked the ribs were sharp when you cut them. So that was that's
so when
kind of
you
like that.
You say scoop out. How did you scoop out? With your hands?
With your hands like a pumpkin?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Scooping out the seeds from a pumpkin.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to get in there. Yeah. Our guy had a pleural effusion, so he had fluid in his lungs, and the embalming fluid kind of like congealed that, so it turned into sort of like
a jelly,
like a sweet and sour soup that had been in the fridge for the night. So kind of chunky, kind of liquid.
Did it make the gag?
Sweet and sour dude soup.
Yeah. Sweet and sour.
Did you gag at all, Ben?
No.
Just guys being soup.
I mean, It wasn't lost on me that it was kind of gross, but
I wish I had a vomit sound effect.
Honestly, what Ben just described sounds as close to water on the knee as anything you're going to find from the operation to real life comparison.
Yeah.
Huh?
Remember in the operation, water on the knee, operation, a whole bucket, see? operation, a Charlie horse. It's true.
No, I don't think I ever made it that far.
Oh, but yeah, that was water on the knee. It just is a viscous human gut fluid.
I think they still make that game.
Well, I got to imagine that's one that could have been primed for a really good upgrade. How Guitar Hero ended up with that version that would essentially teach you how to play the guitar. I wonder if they've advanced Operation enough to give you at-home training for being a doctor.
No.
There's like there's a VR sim game that has you try to be a surgeon, and you do it with like the VR paddles and stuff. I've seen people try to do that, and it's hilarious.
Oh my. All right, so I need Sydney playing VR surgeon in the worst way on Twitch.
Wow, that would actually be really funny.
That'd be fun. I'll do it.
Great idea.
All right, yeah. So Ben, let me ask you. You've gotten to know all of us a little bit.
You've gotten to know all of us a little bit.
Yeah, Dad. He's fucking married.
Well, along with this question, you'll get it. So, out of Mike, Jake, and Sydney, say they had the wherewithal to become a doctor, which one do you think would be able, knowing their personalities, be able to be a doctor?
For sure, Mike.
Yeah, what are we?
Mike won't change. Mike won't change a shitty diaper. You think Mike?
Me and Jake shit in the head department, though.
Yeah, I got no one's home, dog. I mean, it's been a long few years. Okay, I mean, it's gonna be Mike.
I like the question of asking Ben what he thinks all of our specialties would be based off our personality, because apparently every doctor has a particular type of personality that meshes well with a specialty.
Jake, I thought you were academic All-American.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, I am.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's what Jax will see, right?
Yes.
That's right. 100%. Yep.
All right. Okay, so Ben, what kind of doctor would Sydney be?
Oh.
Do we say I would be a butthole doctor because I'm funny?
Uh-huh.
A urologist?
That's not a problem, though.
Or a
proctologist or a urologist.
Yeah.
Proctologist?
You would probably be derm. That's what comes to mind right away.
Nice.
Bougie bitch.
Yes.
And give Botox. Yeah.
How about Mike or Jake?
I could see Jake
quitting.
Jake, either one of them.
What?
Jake could be a butthole doctor.
Jake, yeah.
Jake's a urologist for sure.
And he'd use Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Look, it's for a different discussion.
Mike is a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Talking, really good at talking, going to be able to pry out the deepest information your soul has to offer. And Senior is a ortho bro for sure.
There you go.
Sure. And my mom's a baby doc, right?
Your mom's a pediatrician, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see Mike. She comes home. Someone telling Mike their deepest, darkest secrets and him being like, oh, shit, have you heard Taylor Swift's album, the 13th song? Because this will get you through it. Like, that's it. That's all you need.
And Jake is a urologist. I mean, talk about somewhere where you want no nonsense. Like, Jake will come in and be like, these are the pills you need. Go. And you're done. Like, that's what I would want.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Oh,
it's
my fair. God.
It is fair. Strap on glove.
Yeah. Snap.
Using the whole fist there, Doc?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What?
Oh,
Jesus.
It's from a movie.
From a movie.
How are any of us supposed to know that? What's the name
of that porn?
Fletch.
It sounds like it's from a Colleen Hoover movie.
What's the name of that porn?
Yeah, it's from Fletch with... Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Okay. It wasn't from Everybody Loves Raymond. Movie?
No, it wasn't. Or King of Queens. So.
Yes.
As Scott Hain points out in the comment section, he's not wrong. There is a Taylor Swift song for every moment. And after Midnight's, I'm even more inclined to agree. God, did she knock this out of the park.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, Mom.
I have a top five because it varies.
Okay, what are
they? Sydney, what's your top five currently?
My top five currently, Ben, you want to give your top five? My top five currently is Antihero, Snow on the Beach, Karma, Sweet Nothing, and Mastermind.
All right, strong performances all around. Snow on the Beach definitely growing on me there. I know the Lana Del Rey faction of human beings might not be thrilled that she didn't get a real verse on that song, but you know what? You live and learn. I would probably go in no particular order. Anti-hero, vigilante shit, mastermind, and woulda, coulda, should've. Which, if people want to just parachute in and get to just dose a little bit of the drama in the Taylor Swift world, coulda, shoulda, would've, which is on the 7 tracks released at 3 a.m. after the Midnight album dropped, is a second in the catalog of John Mayer disses, going all the way back to their short-lived relationship when she was 19. And this woman drags his body out of his grave and begins to just grind the bones to dust on this track. It was alarming. I sat there with my mouth ajar at 3:15 a.m. Eastern time listening to that.
I the one thing I say about Taylor, she has these short relationships and she's got a lot of anger from those short relationships. Like
Ben agrees.
Yeah.
Well, and like it should be said, that's a lot of like these are songs that were written a long time ago, and so that's kind of a holdover from that because she's been in a very stable relationship with Joe for the last few years.
So these aren't newly written songs.
The theme for the album was these were songs that were written on various nights where she was awake, nights where she couldn't sleep. They're supposed to be from kind of all along the way here as she wrote over the years.
Okay.
Listen, obviously she's unbelievably successful, but outside of Sydney and Mike naming those songs, could anybody else on this pod have named?
I could have.
A Taylor Swift 3 songs?
Yes.
You could have?
Yes.
Jake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could have. I mean,
he listened to it too.
I do. I very much enjoy the album. I'm not, a diehard Taylor Swift fan, but the album is really, really good.
Ben?
We're still going to release it as an audio pod, Ben.
He kind of likes Lavender Haze. You said it was original and nice, right?
Pass.
All right, Ben currently being held hostage by Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
It happens with Sydney with every album, though, that like comes out. She holds Ben hostage, like Lil Nas X. When that first came out, like, that's all we had to listen to. Like,
was clapping cheeks on the devil. How could you not listen to that?
It's true.
But I'm just saying, she, like, takes it to another level where you, like, you are held hostage in that music world. Like, nothing else comes on. Am I right?
Replayed. The whole album gets replayed 10 times in a single day, day after day. Yes. Yeah. On the loudspeaker. Yeah. Yeah. While you're trying to do shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is about delivery method. Matthew Holder in the chat says Ben doesn't know or acknowledge Taylor Swift because they're not fed to him via thousands of flashcards. Sydney, what if you just intersperse a bunch of Taylor Swift trivia and lyrics into Ben's flashcards and slowly microdose Taylor Swift into his brain?
I could like airdrop them slowly, like one every like 100 cards, and then one every like 50 cards. I think that's a good idea. I might do that.
And I just wouldn't notice, and I'd just be okay with it.
Yeah.
Is that part of your plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. All right. Let's get to Scott Hain points out too. Anti-Hero is a good gateway song. If you were looking to just show someone, I think this is a good gateway album in general. If you're looking to introduce people to Taylor for the first time, except for Ben, and unless it's Ben who is immune to this, he has had enough of it over the years to where his body's become immune to the poison. For everyone else, Anti-Hero, let it be your gateway into the Taylor Swift universe.
I would say watch the video too, because the video is very good. So
there's gonna be a lot of good videos in this album. That was the one thing that came from the tease. Which I want to ask you guys this, because I was having this conversation with Brandon Newman, Gojo Show, wherever you get your podcast, about Taylor Swift. Thursday Night Football last week, the night of the album release, in the middle of the third quarter on Amazon, they had a preview of the video content with a message from Taylor about the album. I maintain that Amazon had to pay her to do that. Do you guys agree? I feel like that is worth far more to Amazon and the NFL to have her come over in this area and bring her fan base to an area where they might not have been, because it's as voracious a fan base as exists. Bring them over to Amazon and the Amazon Prime app and Thursday Night Football. It benefited them more than it benefited her to get a bump from the NFL. And
I would agree. Well, I agree.
I guess my question would be, does she have a deal with Amazon? I mean, does she have like a deal.
I feel
where,
like she has a deal with everyone.
Yeah, because there is like to that point about her and marketing. There's an extra song on this album that is only available on a CD and a DVD or a CD pack sold through Target. Like you get an extra song. I forget what it's even called. That's only available if you buy the album, like the Lavender Haze edition at Target. So it would not be beyond her to do that.
Yeah. So I would think there's some kind of deal already there and this is part of it. But at the end of the day, I'm sure she does get paid. Yes.
But they needed her more than she needed them. For sure.
Thursday Night Football needed anything to come save him from the past few weeks.
I would ask, like, where's the crossover outside of Mike? Like, where's the people who are dying for the Taylor Swift album that are also watching Thursday night, what was it, Cardinal Saints with Andy Dalton? Like, who are you getting there that you weren't getting before?
So I would say I would agree with you on that. Which is why I think they had to pay her, because who are you getting is Taylor Swift fans who wanted to make sure they saw this content right away. She's got a coalition of the willing, and so all of a sudden these people are logging in and checking out, and maybe if you get a few of them to stay, you've won.
Yeah, and are you laughing at Mike? How many 14-year-old girls with a broken heart are you really going to win over with this? I don't know.
Listen, man.
You're going to win a 33-year-old.
Hey, all I'm saying is statistically, even more of Taylor's teenage fans are boys than girls. That's borne out statistically. So you and Al Michaels can go ahead and take a walk.
You took that personal, didn't you, that night?
I did. Al Michaels is up there talking to Herb Street like, Herbie, if you had teenage daughters, I bet they'd be thrilled. And I'm at home like, Al, there are plenty of teenage boys and 30-something-year-old men that are fired up right now. Watch your tongue.
Uh-huh. Oh my God!
He was stereotyping. I'm surprised more people didn't get after him.
They did, but what's it worth at this point? Al's old; like he's obviously operating on dated software. There, why am I going to waste my time?
Nobody's yelling at Peepaw.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Maybe all right. That's speaking why of
they
doing,
put, they put Herbie in the booth with him because he takes care of Lee on Saturdays and Al Michaels on Thursday. He's very good at
Man,
it.
Yeah, there's a lot we could get into.
God bless the young buck that one day gets to take care of old man Kirk Herbstreit. I can't wait for that when he's on the other side.
Yep. What goes around comes around, right?
No, his name is Noah Eagle.
Yeah, how about it?
Let's get to the main event here. Sydney, you've picked out a passage from Colleen Hoover that we're going to have Dad read. Sydney has a book club that's been, I think, abandoned by the side of the highway at this point.
It's coming back.
We've taken a break, but we're going to come back. Colleen Hoover just dropped a sequel, so we're going to get after that one here in a few weeks.
So Colleen Hoover has become one of the premier authors in the U.S. Somehow she makes a shit ton of money slinging what I didn't know was like softcore porn books, essentially. Like it's not quite 50 Shades of Grey, but it's certainly not going out and reading Lord of the Rings.
I just wanted to preface, like, I didn't pick one of her like very scandalous ones. Like I wanted to ease him into it. Like Colleen Hoover loves to talk about like putting fingers in places, and I didn't want to have Dad read that, so I just had him do like a very like a kissing one.
You enjoy reading about that stuff?
It's a part of the story.
Give a comment. It's part of the story.
Yes. I just don't want to watch my dad say that. Like
Ben's doing the same thing, just very different in med school.
Yes, exactly.
Hot take.
Very true.
Uh-huh. All right, Dad, do you have the passage? Do we know what book this is from of Colleen Hoover's?
Reminders of Him with Ledger, right, Mikey A? Or Ledger, whatever I called him.
Ledger.
Well, I was Ledger. A joke. That's why I said Ledger.
Ledger.
All right.
All right.
We ready?
Can you say it with Ledger, though?
Here we go. Heat pulses through me like a heartbeat. And I sigh into his mouth. His tongue skims my top lip, fogging my thoughts. He cradles my head and deepens our kiss, and it's intoxicating. His mouth is warmer than I remember it being the first time we kissed. His hands feel more gentle. His tongue feels less daring. There you go.
We'll give you a minute here to pause so that you can get a cigarette, whatever you need.
I love Jake, Ben, and Mike all covering their face.
I was like, oh my God, my wife binge reads this? What?
And you encourage it.
Yes. Ew. Oh, you told her you were proud of her.
Think about how proud Ben was for so long because he thought Sydney was just reading, like going out and bettering herself, trying to make sure she improved mental elasticity, like all the like wonderful side effects of reading. And no, it's just reading porn.
Yeah, it is. Jake, did I paint a picture for you?
He kind of read it like a children's book.
Read it like a children's book?
Yeah, it sounded a little childish to me.
Oh, wow. That's
weird.
Yeah, I know. I did.
I feel like I need to shower now.
Next time, I think we should have Jenny read a passage.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And make it dirtier.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll give it to you guys. I passed about 40 different paragraphs, but I didn't want to, you know, go too far.
Ben is so less proud of your reading now.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm reading about? Fucking neurosurgery? No.
Yeah.
She's reading Colleen Hoover now with highlighters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got now two ideas for the OnlyFans content here. Dad reading Colleen Hoover passages on OnlyFans, and then Sydney playing neurosurgeon VR.
Yes.
I'm down.
I'm telling you, if we streamed Sydney fucking up surgery via VR, shit, 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 no! Stop!
Lost another one.
Yes. I'll do it. What do I download?
Sydney's body count would look like Grand Theft Auto. There'd be 5 stars there. The police would be bursting down the door.
God.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to make that happen.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll find a way here. I'll clear out
some of my schedule to make it happen for you guys.
Yes, Mikey A, can we talk about your crumble cookie? You tweeted to us last week, and you had another box, right?
Yep, the kids asked.
They always ask. They always ask. Are you addicted?
A little bit, although I was surprised at which one I loved this time around, because I did not I kind of threw it in and it was the berry one, and like
yes,
that one sent me over. Like, that's probably my favorite now.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see this week's lineup?
I did.
We got two today, and I'll recommend the two. The Tootsie Roll one.
Okay.
And the Butterfinger one.
Yeah. That's the peanut butter for me is it's over.
Yeah.
Peanut butter on a turd, I'll eat it.
They were both very good. Didn't you think so?
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought they were fantastic. Mikey got me without eat it on a turd.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. That's what grossed you out. That's what grossed you out in this pod. That one.
After the Colleen Hoover stuff, Butterfinger all of a sudden had a different connotation in my brain.
Oh, for God's sake.
Mikey.
Come on.
Use Clorox.
God.
Yeah, Clorox wipes.
Fuck you guys.
Zach Merrill in the chat said that Jenny should read Colleen Hoover as Colonel Jessup from A Few Good Men.
Oh, God. We need to relive that one. That was so good with you.
That's a deep cut.
I want Jenny to do it as Colonel Jessup, and I want Jake to do it as Dr. Phil. And I came in and I said, "What are you doing with your thumb up my ass?"
Oh my God.
Fingers in places.
Oh, God. Can we do Brainbuster now?
Yeah, we need Ben's Brainbuster. Yeah.
We need Ben's Brainbuster.
Yep, let's round this out. For the love of God, Ben currently probably dreaming of being in med school more than he has in a while at this point in the podcast.
Full Ben's Brainbuster, baby.
What do you got for us here, brother?
I really like the multiple choice format, so I'm going to toss you guys a question, see what you think, all right? Yeah. I've got a family member following along at home, and he's 2 for 2 so far on the question, so I need to kick up the difficulty a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I'm 2 for 2, too.
Who is it?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Who is the family member?
Jack.
All right.
Shout out.
I was going to say, isn't she family? So you have two family members, two for two.
Yeah. Yes. How dare you say that about my mom?
I didn't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Pay attention. The presynaptic parasympathetic fibers of the greater petrosal nerve synapse in the pterygopalatine ganglion of the fossa of the same name. Which cranial nerve do the postsynaptic fibers of this nerve travel with to reach the gland they innervate? And there's a bonus if you can name the gland.
Should get that easy.
Yeah. I'll go with the gland. Let me try the gland.
Sure.
Okay.
A,
pituitary
gland.
Is it
the ophthalmic nerve? B, the maxillary nerve? C, mandibular nerve? D, facial nerve? E, lingual nerve? Or F, all of the above?
It's got to be all of the above. It's always all of the above.
Read them again.
Dude, you went F deep on us.
Yeah.
A, ophthalmic nerve. B, maxillary nerve. C, mandibular nerve. D, facial nerve. E, lingual nerve. What about the pterygopalatine ganglion's postsynaptic fibers? Which cranial nerve of the greater, do the fibers of the greater petrosal nerve hack or jump onto to get?
I'm going C, the mandolin nerve.
I'm going to go maxillary.
Okay.
I'm going to go facial.
All right.
I'm taking all the above.
All the above.
Jake's taking all the above.
What about what's your gland?
Wait a minute. Let's get the answers first.
I'm going to do B.
B.
You're going to
Mikey
do
A.
I'm going to go, which one was the mandingo nerve?
C.
Mandibular nerve was C.
All right, so B. B's the one I want.
All right. Yeah, you're all wrong. So you stick the right answer at the first one because you guys aren't paying attention yet. It's the ophthalmic
100%.
One.
Yeah, that's the problem is we weren't paying attention. That was the issue with me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We all failed.
So does Jake get the extra credit with pituitary gland?
No, it's not the pituitary gland.
No.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
So, good effort, Jake. This is like
this is like as as hard and abstract as it gets. So it's the ophthalmic nerve and the lacrimal gland, and the lacrimal gland makes tears.
Okay. Oh.
I like how none of us have any idea of what to say because
I thought Taylor Swift made tears.
Yeah. Yes.
Taylor Swift will activate those postsynaptic parasympathetic fibers of the greater petrosal nerve and the pterygopalatine ganglion to innervate the lacrimal gland.
She's the reason for the lacrimal glands on my guitar.
Oh,
God. Well, that was the close. I haven't been that confused by words since Game of Thrones. Like, that legitimately sounded like a bunch of Westerosi names.
Yeah.
Ben could have just made all that shit up and we would not have known the difference.
No.
But that shit's real. Wow.
Just off
maybe
the next
question he does, we should have which is real and which is fake.
Yeah, is he asking a real question or a fake question?
Yeah,
because I'd have been like this. That question he just asked is bullshit. It's all fake. On that one.
Just off the strength of that, I can see why they pay doctors so much money.
Yeah,
exactly.
My God.
Like, even before we get to the fact that you're dealing with human health, just the fact that you have to remember that much alone. Like, every once in a while when I call a Hawaii football game, I am challenged with a polysyllabic name of a Polynesian player. But that is about the extent of the way my language has to get tested. So, Ben,
we have all said, though, Mike, that the worst part of Ben being a doctor is going to be you. Because how you feel, every little thing is happening to you, you're dying. Ben, my right ball is bigger than my left ball. What's the matter with me? I mean, that's what you're going to do.
We said Ben's going to have his own pager for Mike.
Yeah.
I've gotten better than the pandemic. The pandemic was the height of it. Like, that was my mental health issue for the pandemic, was clearly feeling like everything was going to kill me. But we're better now. It's just when I get really, really high.
On Taylor Swift.
I felt that on behalf of John Mayer. I thought I was going to die for him after that song, I tell you what. But all right, let's round this thing out in the usual form here. Dad, do you have a couple of would you rathers for us?
I do. I have three quick ones. All right, would you rather let a spider climb all over you or a snake slither across you?
Spider.
Snake.
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 Spider. Snake. Gonna go quicker.
Snake?
Yeah, if it's not gonna bite snake. You.
Yeah.
It, are you, what like if a it's spider? A... But there, it's Let's it's not gonna bite snake. You. It's just slithering across you, the feeling.
Yeah, I think I might go snake. All those legs just mm-hmm. just
you yeah. you could have said, would you rather have a spider crawl across you or die instantly right now? And I would have said die instantly right now.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of snakes though, so I don't know. Maybe I would do the spider. I don't know.
Cindy and Ben found a scorpion in their bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was dead. It was, but yeah.
It was dead. Yeah.
Welcome to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have read that Colleen Hoover.
I was just gonna say, now all I can think about is Colleen Hoover describing a spider walking across someone's thigh.
Oh Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
So many fingers.
Would you rather go? Oh, I missed that.
Matthew Holder said too many holes for a spider to crawl into. The snake can go through holes too.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
The worst. My worst fear is a spider coming up through my toilet and going back door entry.
Mine's a snake coming up the toilet.
I meant a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it true that they say though that you? Every human swallows X amount of spiders a year.
Yeah, when you're sleeping.
I think that's true, right?
I think it's Ben. Like, Ben, do you know?
I've heard that is, I don't know if that's just like a household wives tale or if that's
I thought it was like micro spiders or something. Like 3 micro spiders a night or something.
We're like a year away from micro spiders being the latest trend, like microdosing mushrooms.
Oh my God. Oh, there's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Oh, Miss Dottie!
You have something to say to the fans?
Okay. She just wanted to be by her dad.
All right, here's my next one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather go a year without desserts or have to eat a spoonful of wasabi every single day?
Year without desserts because I'd be less fat.
Spoonful of wasabi.
I've never had wasabi. How hot is
it? It'll get you.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot.
So eat a spoonful of wasabi. That way you can still have your dessert if you want. Yeah. Or you give up dessert for a year.
You could have the wasabi and wash it down with dessert.
Right.
It was a punishment for a bet we did live on air where the host had to eat a spoonful of wasabi. And he was gagging, couldn't get to break. And one of the higher-ups at ESPN Radio said, I could do that. So the next day we had him do it, and he ran out of the studio and threw up all
he
over.
He did.
Okay. Yep, wasabi's hot.
All right, then I probably couldn't.
Jake, where are you
it.
Going on this one?
Probably sweet. I need to dial it in, so I think that'd be a welcome change in my life.
Get rid of dessert for a year? Yeah, we all need to dial
That's
it in.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think it works twofold because it ends up bettering you, and then the wasabi, you would wake up every day in dread. When am I going to have to pay the wasabi piper? You get something to look forward to after a year of no dessert.
Though you see a lot of desserts during that year that you just can't touch.
Right.
That's tough.
Yeah, but like once you get through the first 3 weeks of building a habit, you'd be kind of like, we've all done stretches before where you've got to lock it in. And at some point you get past a threshold where it's not as like mental for you to walk in and see that stuff.
All right.
So okay. What that's do we define dessert as? So my question is, if I want to have ice cream in the middle of the day, that's not dessert.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
I think they're saying sweets, right?
I think they're saying
sweets. Okay, so you're getting rid of sweets. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
different. Yeah.
All right. I think anything south of Lucky Charms is considered dessert.
A lot of people say that. I don't.
No. Lucky Charms is cereal.
All right, here we go. Last one. Would you rather spend a Friday night with Lil Nas X or Miley Cyrus?
Lil Nas X, no fucking doubt.
What is that? Stupid-ass question.
Guy's cool as hell.
Yeah, I'd go Lil Nas, too. I completely agree.
Yeah, Miley's kind of weird.
I mean, either way, you're wonderfully
doing
drugs, weird.
So get ready. So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. This is true. So how about you, Ben?
Yeah, I agree. Lil Nas X.
Okay.
Lil
Nas
X. Yeah, I agree. They're weird.
So fucking done.
Mikey A, did you agree? Everybody's.
Yeah. I don't know enough, so I'll just go with the crowd here.
Okay. Only one of them has clapped cheeks on and then murdered the devil in a music video. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, this is big time.
He's a G.
Yep.
All right, Lil Nas wins. Well done. That's all I got. Three quickies.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Dear God.
Colleen Hoover has written about those as well.
Uh-huh.
Ha, ha, ha. You guys don't get it?
Quickies.
Dude, yeah, I got it. You guys don't get it.
You guys all fucking virgins or what? Like...
Yeah, that's who we are. Ben just left. Ben is
He hates his life.
I was going to say, you know what? On that note, we should probably all do the same. So thank you to everybody for tuning in live to this. All 57 of you that are still hanging out here. Shannon Maloney, Matthew Holder, Jadakiss, Kathy Angelo. Everyone who has come and contributed to this chat here. This will still be released as a podcast, so make sure you download, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. I'm gonna get you. I see you, Mom.
Jesus, they got it. You're on camera. They got you.
No! Wait! No!
This is pressing, whatever it is.
Yeah, and by the way, what my mom did. Make sure you subscribe to the Sorry in Advance YouTube page and get us to the subscriber amount so that we can go and pay this off with a game watch for Notre Dame football. Mom, you could stop frantically waving your hands. What is the announcement?
Over halfway there, by the way.
Sydney was supposed to talk about the next book.
Oh, yeah, I was. I forgot about that.
Colleen Hoover? She mentioned what the next book was.
I did. I said it was a sequel.
But you didn't say that we were gonna. Yeah. You just kind of made. You alluded to it, but you didn't really like hone it in and say we were gonna do it and start it.
I will be bringing the book back. I literally did.
But you
didn't. 100% did.
I said I was bringing the book club back.
Okay. Okay.
I wasn't listening. So I
know it's over. Podcast is over now.
She's done. It's called It Starts With Us. It's the sequel of It Ends With Us. You can buy it on Amazon now.
Wait a minute. It Ends With Us was first and It Starts With Us is the sequel?
It's like the different...
So it's actually a prequel.
No, Father.
It's not.
It's not.
It's from the
Sorry in Advance.
Ben's gone.
Jake's ready to
leave. I'm done.
As always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not. Colleen Hoover, next book.
I'm done.